Chapter 8. Now these were the heads of their paternal houses, and the genealogical enrollment of those who went up with me out of Babylon during the reign of King Artaxerxes. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush. Of the sons of Shechaniah, of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, and with him there was an enrollment of 150 males. Of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Elihoenai, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males. Of the sons of Zattu, Shechaniah, the son of Jehaziel, and with him 300 males. Of the sons of Aden, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. Of the sons of Elam, Jeshea, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. Of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. Of the sons of Bani, Shalomith, the son of Josaphiah, and with him 160 males. Of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. Of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. Of the sons of Adonikam, those who were the last, and these were their names, Eliphelet, Jeiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. And of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai and Zabad, and with them 70 males. I assembled them at the river that comes to Ahava, and we camped there for 3 days. But when I examined the people and the priests, I did not find any of the Levites there. So I sent for Eliezer, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshullam, who were leading men, and for Joiarib and Elnathan, who were instructors. Then I gave them a command concerning Iddo, the leader in the place called Cassaphiah. I told them to tell Iddo and his brothers, the temple servants who were in Cassaphiah, to bring to us ministers for the house of our God. Since the good hand of our God was upon us, they brought a discreet man from the sons of Mahlai, the grandson of Levi, the son of Israel, namely Sherebiah and his sons and his brothers, 18 men, and Hashabiah, and with him Jeshea from the Merarites, his brothers and their sons, 20 men. And there were 220 of the temple servants, whom David and the princes gave to the service of the Levites, all of whom had been designated by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, to humble ourselves before our God, to seek guidance from him for our journey, for us and for our children and for all our goods. I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us against the enemies along the way, because we had said to the king, "The good hand of our God is over all those seeking him, but his strength and his anger are against all those abandoning him." So we fasted and made request of our God concerning this, and he listened to our entreaty. I now set apart 12 of the chiefs of the priests, namely Sherebiah and Hashabiah, along with 10 of their brothers. Then I weighed out to them the silver and the gold and the utensils, the contribution that the king and his advisers and his princes and all the Israelites who were present there had made to the house of our God. Thus I weighed out into their hand 650 talents of silver, 100 silver utensils worth 2 talents, 100 talents of gold, 20 small gold bowls worth 1,000 derricks, and 2 utensils of fine copper, gleaming red, as desirable as gold. Then I said to them, "You are holy to Jehovah, and the utensils are holy, and the silver and the gold are a voluntary offering to Jehovah, the God of your forefathers. Guard them carefully until you weigh them out before the chiefs of the priests and the Levites and the princes of the paternal houses of Israel in Jerusalem in the chambers of the house of Jehovah." And the priests and the Levites took the silver and the gold and the utensils that had been weighed out to them in order to bring them to Jerusalem to the house of our God. Finally, we pulled away from the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was over us, and he rescued us from the hand of the enemy and from ambush along the way. So we came to Jerusalem and stayed there for 3 days. And on the fourth day, we weighed out the silver and the gold and the utensils in the house of our God and handed them over to Meremoth, son of Urijah the priest. And with him was Eleazar, son of Phinehas, and with them were the Levites, Jozabad, son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, son of Binui. Everything was numbered and weighed, and all the weight was recorded. Those coming out of the captivity, the former exiles, presented burnt sacrifices to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 male lambs, and 12 male goats as a sin offering. All of this was a burnt offering to Jehovah. Then we gave the decrees of the king to the satraps of the king and the governors of the region beyond the river, and they supported the people and the house of the true God.